The Dr. Taz Show.
The podcast.
Dr. Taz.
Superwoman Wellness.
Here's Dr. Taz.
Welcome back to the show. And remember, every episode of the show is about trying to help us all navigate the world of being superwomen. This is your Superwoman Wellness. And joining me today is Alyssa Goodman. Alyssa is a holistic nutritionist, a lifestyle cleanse expert who believes that proper nourishment, healing by listening to your gut, and a daily renewal practice are essential for optimal living. Her journey began at the age of 32 with a cancer diagnosis. After healing, her purpose and passion shifted to really educate and encourage healthy, mindful living, helping others embrace the concept that we're a product of what we eat and how we treat ourselves. Alyssa is based in LA. She's a creator of the food-based soup cleanse, Cleanse Your Body, Cleanse Your Life, and her approach to cleansing is gentle and accessible. She also has an international bestseller, Cancer Hacks, that's available on Amazon. Welcome to the show, Alyssa.
Thank you, Taz. I'm honored to be on the show.
Oh my gosh, I am so excited. I remember meeting you, I think it's been a year or two ago at Mind Body Green, and just being so impressed with you and all that you've already gone through. And I think for a lot of women today, you know, we are dealing with a lot. We've got a lot on our plates. But you got cancer at the age of 32. Tell us a little bit about what that's like at that young age to kind of get that news and how it shifted your journey and began your healing journey.
Well, it was terrifying, to say the least, because you're sort of at the prime of your life. And I had a job that I thought I absolutely had landed, the dream job with Vogue magazine, in marketing and sales. And,
right,
you know, I was getting ready to get pregnant. You know, I had had three miscarriages prior to the diagnosis. So I was, you know, getting ready to start a family. And we had just moved to LA from New York. But, and then to get that news is almost, you know, cancer is always a scary thing to hear. And it sort of takes the wind out of your sails, everybody. I think that our mind goes to a place of, I might die, is really, you know, just, you can't, I think everybody that I talk to as clients who are, have cancer or going through a cancer diagnosis or over it, they still have that fear in them that that is potentially what could happen because of the diagnosis.
Absolutely. So I mean, I've sat with so many people, and many of them describe it as just waiting for the shoe to drop, waiting for the rug to be pulled out from under you, you know, even after they've gotten better. I mean, it's such a tough word, I think, and it just conjures up so many different things in our minds. So I can't imagine for you at that age, you know, really being ready to start your life, you know, the dream job, starting a family, things that we should all, you know, truly be excited about, to also then navigate this. But I didn't mean to interrupt you. Please go ahead.
No, I was always sick growing up as a kid. I think this was the base of why I got the cancer diagnosis, and all my life was always getting different illnesses. But I think I came into the world with not a strong immune system, and I didn't come into a very really highly loving, nurturing environment at home. It wasn't, my parents didn't know differently, so. But I think that it was one of those environments where it was a little bit like it wasn't the nurturing place. So when you come in like that, I think that you're always a little bit on guard and you don't even know it. And the immune system wasn't strong. So I got everything that you could think of. I mean, I had terrible eczema when I was a baby, and I had chicken pox, and I got strep throat and tonsillitis and sinus issues and stomach issues, and ended up going into mono, and, you know, just shingles, you name it.
Goodness.
I got it. It was one of those things where I'd spend the night out and the next day I was sick. So I didn't realize that was going on in those days until I got the cancer diagnosis, and I went into full boat, you know, of trying to figure out what the heck is going on with me. Cause I was never really as energized, I felt like, as the other, you know, my other friends and my family. my family was very type A and got everything done on that to-do list.
Right.
Here I was always dragging my butt around. And then when the cancer diagnosis came around, you know, I took a step back, and there was one doctor out of three of the doctors that I spoke to about what the treatment process. And that one doctor changed my life. He sat me down. He said, it's an early diagnosis. And by the way, I didn't have any, well, I could have had symptoms because of how I had always felt, I didn't know what symptoms were. But I was getting a massage one day sitting up, and the masseuse was massaging my like neck and shoulders. And she found the lymph node on my collarbone. So a place that I would never have felt, it was kind of like tucked underneath my collarbone. And she said, you know, you should just go get this checked out. And that was when the next thing I knew, it was a cancer diagnosis.
Amazing.
And thank you to her too.
Right.
And thank the doctor who said, you know, it's an early diagnosis. Tell me about your life. Are you stressed? Are you happy? You know, just what, how are you eating? I mean, it was really fascinating. He was way ahead of his time, and he was a radiologist, oncologist.
Amazing.
So it wasn't even a naturopath or somebody, you know, that was into homeopathics, or just, he was just a regular doctor who, and I sat down with him and I hysterically cried. And I was like, I'm so miserable. And you know, life hasn't been easy, and I just moved from New York to LA, and it's not an easy place to be. And this dream job of mine is not a dream job. And I have just had three miscarriages, and I'm so stressed out, and I can't seem to live up to the expectations, more so of myself and my parents. You know, I definitely was living for somebody else. So he said, you know, I think we can deal with this in a different kind of way than chemo and full-on radiation and, you know, having to do a transplant. I mean, the doctors were like way down the road with all of these, you know, what they wanted to do with me. And so I ended up finding a really wonderful oncologist who did half the radiation of what they asked for me to do, and no chemo. Because the chemo in those days, and I don't know, maybe I just had this sense, but I hadn't had kids yet, and I was so terrified of that chemo.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up doing the radiation and half of it. And at that moment, I went into therapy for my emotions. I started doing yoga. I basically tried to meditate. That was a little tricky at that age in those days. And I just, I became a vegan, I started juicing like crazy. I went to see an acupuncturist. I went to see a colon therapist. I mean, I kind of like it a lot.
Did it all.
I'm not saying that everyone should at all by a long shot. It's not for everyone, but I was terrified. And I think then I knew like, it's time. It's time to get my act together. And how am I going to do that? And how am I going to really have healthy children and, you know, have a more dynamic life? I knew there was always more for me, but I was always not being able to live up to that because I didn't feel well. So
you were absolutely lucky in terms of being able to pursue this path of healing, but your story, I mean, I'm just going to have to point out, and I'm sure for everybody listening today, I mean, your story is not unlike so many women out there who they're just grinding away. They are nose to the ground, trying to fulfill expectations from themselves or from their parents or from wherever they're getting them from. And they're not congruent with who they really are and maybe what their mission and their purpose is. And it's fascinating for me as a physician, now having watched this over and over again for so long, to see how the body says no. It says, no, I'm not going to allow you to do this. And it puts up these different diseases and these different symptoms and signs as just a full stop, like stop what you're doing, you know, redirect. And, you know, the body stores the emotions and that in turn turns into so many different things. And it sounds like that's really what happened to you. How How did you move forward from this? You find all these great tools. And by the way, I'm laughing because so many patients I meet, when they hear the word cancer, that's exactly what they do. They do everything, which in itself can sometimes be very fatiguing. But how did you move on from this? How did you take everything that you learned, take all these new tools, new knowledge, and really push yourself forward? What were the next steps for you?
I mean, I was really driven, you know, to have children. I mean, I always wanted to do that and be a mom. And so, I mean, I didn't continue the full on protocol, but I dabbled in it for years. I did end up, you know, after I could get pregnant, I got pregnant with two girls who are now 23 and 20, but, I still had to dabble in it because I didn't really know. I still felt a little fatigued. I mean, the radiation does a number on you. And the next thing that happened to me was that because they radiated my thyroid, I got hypothyroidism. And as you know, as a doctor in today's day and age, that, you know, hypothyroidism, Hashimoto's, fastest growing autoimmune disease. Everybody that you see thinks they have hypothyroidism, and most likely they do. And a lot of them are women. And that took 3 years to diagnose. I went from doctor to doctor. I started having anxiety and depression and sleepless nights. And, you know, it was just even with the children involved now. And so it was, the stakes were getting a little higher with, you know, not having the energy and the stamina and also the fear factor of, you know, my girls not passing on these things to my girls and knowing what I could do to be healthier for them and for myself. So, and my husband at the time, he was working in a really stressful job and it was, you know, crazy hours and he was very, very, very driven. So it was like, wow, us women are really the leaders of the family. We balance everything. Yes. And if we're not good at home, right, no one is good.
More with Dr. Taz coming up, but first I want to tell you about Kaya Biotics. Kaya Biotics are high-quality probiotics designed to improve gut health. Now, you want to feel good? You want to live your best life? I get it, but if your gut health isn't functioning properly, life can be miserable. The gut and its impact on our physical and mental health has been underestimated for years, and that's where Kaya Biotics comes in. Probiotics that are exclusively certified organic and only include organic ingredients, a complete novelty for probiotics. Plus, it's easy to get the right probiotic for your needs with three different probiotic supplements. Multibac strengthens digestive functions and your immune system. Candida Complex fights candida and yeast infections. And Body Plus helps with weight loss. And there's no unnecessary fillers, additives, or anti-caking agents. And Kaya Biotics are also vegan, GMO-free, and come in stomach acid-resistant late-release capsules. So try Kaya Biotics. It's a treat for your gut. Choose the right organic probiotic formula for your body and save 25% off your first purchase by using the code WHOLEHEALTH at checkout at kayabiotics.com. That's K-A-Y-A biotics.com. Once again, save 25% off your first purchase by using the code WHOLEHEALTH at checkout at kayabiotics.com. That's K-A-Y-A biotics.com. Now back to the Dr. Taz Show.
When we fall apart, we just don't fall apart. It's usually a circle of about 10 to 15 other people that also fall apart because we're holding so much stuff together. So that's why it's just so important for us to kind of get our own personal equations right, because so many people's lives are impacted, you know, and it's maybe different for every woman, but that is what it is. It's the power of 10 to 15 additional people that get affected when we go downhill.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, what really helped me was the therapy was hugely fabulous, you know, to get a lot of things. I think that is so important. I see women and men continually daily that when we talk about what's going on with them, with their illness, whatever it might be, if it's cancer, it's autoimmune or just digestive issues or sleep issues, it comes down to, you know, their mental attitude and what's gone on in their life. And majority of my cancer people, I would say almost 90%, have had trauma that they haven't fully released from themselves, or they have PTSD, and it could be from that trauma or could be from other things. I mean, we all, it's depending, we're so different, and we're all different in terms of our sensitivity, in terms of being empathic to other people's energy. You know, we hear these days all the terms energy vampire, and, you know, just we take on other people's energy. We don't even know we're doing it. And it really does do a number on us sometimes. Some of us can be fine, but I think I was always massively sensitive, and think that letting go, like really tapping in, that's what when I really figured out to tap into the trauma that I felt had happened in my life. And it wasn't necessarily that someone set out to do that to me, but, you know, I was so sensitive that I also put myself in those situations sometimes. But that's when the healing really began, was when I released that trauma and learned how to deal with the PTSD and really went in and started to really take notice of it in my body, because it really does a number on your fight or flight system, which is your adrenals and, you know, your cortisol, and all, and it messes up your sleep as well as your digestion. I mean, when you're stressed, and we talked about earlier, the other shoe, you're waiting for the other shoe to drop, your digestive system shuts down. And then, you know, your liver has to work over it. I mean, your whole body is in sync. And when these things, when you're stressed, it the body just kind of goes into, like, I think, overdrive. And there's no time for rest and regeneration and resetting. And that was probably the biggest thing for me, was the biggest learning tool.
But Alyssa, so many people out there, like, how do you get them to that point? And if you're out there listening and you've had a trauma, I hope you're paying attention to Alyssa, because again, I see this firsthand in practice day in and day out. I've seen it personally too, quite honestly, within our own family, about how trauma, when it's not dealt with, continues to emit this like low grade ultrasound almost frequency in your life, and doesn't go away until you deal with it. How can you get women to acknowledge that they've had some sort of trauma, they need to get the help and build a toolbox for it and move forward? What's the best way for somebody to do that? I think people are lost. You know, they think they need to, common phrases, right? Let me power through, let me power up, let me get over it, let me move on, I'm happy now, that was the past. The body says no. The body's like, we're not over it. How do you help them shift through that space?
I know, the body keeps score. And, you know, that book by Dr. Alyssa Rankin, you know her, Mind Over Matter?
Yes, I do.
I mean, she talks about, you know, in her practice, how women were coming in and she was, you know, doing all the medical terms and Western modalities, and they weren't getting better. And she went to investigate, you know, what was going to make these women thrive instead of just survive. And she came up with the idea. She found out, you know, through the studies, that in the first 7 years of your life, your subconscious is 100% downloaded. But this fascinated me. I wish I knew this when I had kids, but I didn't. So, and you and I operate 95 to 98% out of our subconscious today, talking to each other.
Right.
I was blown away with that fact. And so when I sit down with clients and talk to them about, you know, that history in those days, that they can remember those first 7 years. And it's interesting how many can, but what was your birth like? Did you come into a loving and, you know, nurturing environment? Did your mom have a natural and childbirth and breastfed you? That, I know, you know, that's all of those things are sort of how you start your life out, and they set the tone. And then, did something happen in those 7 years? Was there divorce or death? Or did someone tell you you were fat? Or did someone tell you you weren't smart? I mean, you know, depending on the person, that's traumatic. Or did you have a breakup with a best friend that, you know, just really betrayed you? All of those things are fractures in our system and our body. And I think that we do. You're right. We just brush them off. We got to toughen up. That's what we were taught to do. And right. And some people can, and that is so right. I'm not saying that everyone is like this, but some just hold on to that, and they continually live in that fight or flight mode. Or there's, like you said it beautifully earlier about, you know, it's sort of like your body's in this, you know, sort of electrical shock mm-hmm. kind of way to live. Your central nervous system is like humming, and we can't feel the central nervous system or the vagus nerve or all of that. I remember one time an energy healer like 12 years ago said to me, "Wow, you are vibrating so intensely. Do you even feel that?" And I'm like, I had no idea what she was talking about. Like, I can feel your central nervous system just...
I know. But, I remember these energy healers, old systems of medicine, they believed in this. They would look for this. I remember someone telling me as well. I mean, I haven't had near the medical journey you've had, but someone looking at me and being like, "Oh, very bad, bad chi. Your chi is very, very bad." And I'm like, right. "What do you mean? What are you talking about?" So, I mean, I just think you're amazing. I mean, you've had cancer, you have Hashimoto's thyroiditis. If you could tell a woman out there today listening, what are three things that she could do, tangible tools that she could really put her arms around and move forward with in terms of really bringing healing into her life, what would you tell her? What would you tell her to go ahead and do, given the journey you've had?
I would tell her, I'd say that there's, you know, to find someone, I mean, I love the energy healing. I'm very much into all of that, those Eastern philosophies of crystals and energy healing and Reiki. I'm Reiki certified. I mean, wow. I would find if they could find someone to help them sort of tap into the trauma or PTSD that maybe they haven't released, or some people can do it on their own. I mean, I do an exercise that Dr. Sadehi, he does the clarity cleanse. I'm sure mm-hmm. you probably
him. Yes. Yeah. I'd love that.
He, like 12 minutes of writing each day of just, you write down everything you're feeling and everything you're angry about, frustrated about, anything that has gone on in your life. You do it for 12 minutes and then you burn it. You don't read it. You burn it. Those are, you know, you can release so much from your body. But what we don't realize is you have to write it down on paper. You can't type it on mm-hmm. a computer or your phone. You just have to write it down. But that is huge for releasing just stress out of the body and some energy and maybe, you know, redoing your chi a bit. Then meditating has been my savior. And I would say
yes,
meditating / yoga. Yoga also is just so phenomenal to reconnect your head to your body. I mean, mm-hmm. everybody, like you said, seems like they're powering through, they're going way too fast, and they're not even connected to what they really want in their life, or if what they're doing really feels good, or who they're with is really the person that's uplifting them and making them, you know, the best person they can be, or are they following their purpose and their passion? So that meditation / yoga, I put that in there because I have more than three, sorry to say.
Yeah. I love that.
It's simple. I mean, I guess it's simple for me, but going back to eating real food,
yes.
food that your body knows how to digest, how to absorb, how to metabolize, you know, removing and watching that sugar and the gluten and the dairy. And I know all those things have been, you know, being talked about. And people are wondering, you know, should I really do that or is it? But they are inflammatory in the body. And going back to eating, you know, not avoiding fruit as the natural sugar, but just real, you know, lots of veggies. I mean, there's stories after stories where people go and eat, you know, tons of veggies and they limit their animal protein and they're having, you know, natural fruits and they heal themselves. And that is just, those things are, I mean, sleep is also kind of crucial too, but that's number
yes.
four. Or it's up there. It's But what helped me with the foods and the veggies was juicing. I still juice today. I don't juice any fruit. I don't put any carrots or beets because they're too high in sugar. But I do just, you know, celery, cucumber, lemon, ginger. And then I rotate my greens like romaine one day and spinach one day, dandelion greens. I mean, I try to get my greens. I juice and I drink right away. So it's as fresh as it can be. And I feel like that has been the most incredible thing for my body because my cells are actually getting the micronutrients that we need. And I think the nutrients at a cellular level, we are really deprived of because of, you know, just the way our food is raised and our stress levels and, you know, all of the fillers and preservatives yes. and crappy shit in our food, right? So those are,
I think these are all great. One really nerdy medical fact about juicing that I love to share is that when we juice, especially some of the things that you rattled off, like celery and cucumber and the greens and all that other stuff, you actually release glutathione. Glutathione is a super high oxygen kind of molecule and antioxidant, so to speak, that has been shown to do everything from killing cancer cells to reversing aging to getting rid of wrinkles, helping with hair loss. I mean, cognitive function, you name it. Yeah. So juicing has a role. It's powerful. I just think, again, you have to watch the high sugar things like beets and stuff like that, but it definitely has a role. And food is medicine. It's the ultimate medicine. And when we're talking about light and energy and vibrating and chi and all this other stuff, like, we've got to put stuff in us that has high energy as well. Otherwise, it's very hard to manifest energy completely on your own. Alyssa, I think this has been so helpful. If you're out there today and you've got a diagnosis that you did not expect, you maybe have been told you have cancer or you have a thyroid condition like Alyssa or something else we didn't talk about, an autoimmune disease, anything. Just understand that the body, from my perspective and even from Alyssa's perspective, has this tremendous capacity to heal. You can heal. You can get better. You have to own it, though. You have to find the tools and the resources and the mentors to help you get there. Alyssa, do you have sort of any last advice to the person out there who's struggling a little bit today before we let you go?
Don't ever give up. I mean, I am 58 and I have to say that I have never felt better in my entire life. I have tons of energy, mental clarity, you know, just I found my purpose and my passion and I love helping people. And I don't want anyone to ever give up because there's always a solution. And I believe and sometimes those solutions aren't really that hard to do. So it's just the really tapping into your instincts. We all have instincts. We all have intuition that we were born with, but we lose touch with it. So, but if you go back and ask yourself, you know, when I give someone a protocol, and I had someone this morning really early text me and say, the protocol is making me a little gassy and, you know, mm-hmm. not feeling great. And I said, so what do you think out of that protocol? Because I do supplements as well. And she pinpointed it. She said, it's this supplement not agreeing with me. I said, absolutely go off of it. You know, we all have the answers. We know what we need. So, don't ever think that you can't thrive in your life. I don't want anyone to think they have to survive. You know, they're trudging along. They've got these diagnoses. They feel like, wow, I've got to live with this for the rest of your life. I healed from Hashimoto's hypothyroidism. Cancer. I healed from celiac. You know, you can do it.
I love that. I love that. You can do it. You can heal. I am a testament to this as well. I love this message, Alyssa. This is so powerful for everybody out there today. Remember, the book for everyone listening today is Cancer Hacks, a holistic guide to overcoming your fears and healing cancer. And if you want to connect more with Alyssa, who's based in LA, what's the best way to connect with you, Alyssa?
Well, you can definitely connect with me through my email, alyssa@alyssagoodman.com, anytime. And I love it when people email me and ask questions. And I love helping just, you know, free of charge, very much so. If you live in L.A., I have a soup cleanse that I cook and deliver to 100 people each month.
Oh, my gosh. I want that.
I know.
Goodness gracious. I need to move to L.A. like now. I love it.
Very energy based. I mean, I send energy to all the soups, and we do salads and tonics and homemade protein bars and homemade bone broth. So it's not just soup, and it's every other week. It's really amazing. And I have a 21-day online cleanse that you can download. And it's 3 weeks of recipes. It's healing journals. It's yoga. It's meditation. You know, it's supplements that I recommend, high-end supplements. And, you know, I just, yes, through that Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. But really, if you want to reach out to me at the email and ask any questions, I absolutely love that.
Fantastic. What a powerful message. And if you're out there listening today, connect with Alyssa. Understand you can heal. Don't give up. Be the superwoman that you're meant to be. The world needs you. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you next time.